Hello and welcome, everyone. You're tuning into the UWealth Revolution Shift 2012, and what an exciting day it is. We're going to be talking about, with Caitlin, how you actually get to really vibe up and be in such a high vibrational state, not just because of how you're thinking, but because of your environment. And you're going to learn why the environment is such a challenge for so many people, because the environment is littered with these energy vampires, and not just related to entities or energetic substances or constraints, but actually things in our physical environment that are lower vibrational. We're going to talk about that. And so get ready to take some great notes and get ready to really experience this. Caitlin Kate is the founder of Vibes Up, a 3-time visionary awarded company for her creations and unique healing tools. She's been speaking internationally for more than 25 years, helping people realize their full potential. She's a popular guest on television, radio, and expos, and on 2012 panels. So we're going to ask her about the energy of 2012. Her immense specialty is vibrational energy, the intelligence in nature, and how to raise our vibrations and activate our inner brilliance and our abilities. She brings lighthearted, simple understanding to life's complicated questions. And what she's going to really show us is the truth that everything moves at a higher vibration, including our healing, our self-realization. And when we increase that vibration, we increase our manifestation, our awareness, our connection to our higher self. It makes us release our limiting programming and our beliefs even easier. She believes nature in 2012 is moving forward to help us find our true, authentic, and amazing selves. And we do have the answers within, and we're going to get to understand how to access that inner brilliance and let our light shine. So without further ado, let's send a warm, loving welcome to our guest, Caitlin Kate. Caitlin, welcome to the UWealth Revolution Shift 2012.
I am here. My mute button was on.
Hello. Oh, no problem.
Yay. Okay, so I've very, very much been looking forward to this time with you. And sorry it's a little late. I was just stepping off of a filming and trying to crunch too much in there in one time. So I am very happy to be here. I loved what you were going over there. And I'm a vibrational energy nerd, so I can tell you I'm very excited to be sitting here with you talking about the subject that I think about night and day. And if you like, we can actually kind of back up out of the whole, vibrational energy thing. And I would really like to just kind of slow it down and take it back in time. And I would like to talk about nature and the connection to nature and what kind of led me up to this whole plane and knowing about vibrations. So you want to take a little journey with me?
Oh, I would love to. Absolutely. How do we begin the journey?
Let's go for a group walk in nature, shall we? Well, I was just this morning, I was rewinding and thinking, where did this all start, this whole heartfelt, passionate connection to nature and frequencies and vibrations and human empowerment? And as I was going back with this, I remembered as a child, I was actually raised in the Northwest Territories in Canada. That's way, way up there. In fact, it's so up there that the closest town was hours away, and that town had a mud street. It wasn't even paved. And we were out in the forest, deep out into the forest, and my parents, we had with some neighbors and stuff, we had a one-room schoolhouse, Darius, and lucky for me, my parents didn't believe that little children should be sitting at a desk focusing on a book. And they let me just go out in nature and play while all the other kids were in school. And my play was the forest. And little did they know, I was out there amongst some of the greatest teachers on the planet, and that is nature. And that's really where I really started to learn from, was out in the forest. And that continued for me, Darius, for a while. And I actually had an incident happen as a child where a tree saved my life, and it shocked my whole family. Everybody saw this, and I got a kind of flash forward of what I'd be doing in my life, and it was a little bit freaky for a 5 or 6-year-old. I was like, wow, that was really a lot to know at once. And then I started to do this thing, Darius, that a lot of adults do. You know how you have that magical part of you as a kid where you're open to all possibilities, and then the adult logic side comes up, you know, and it just kind of shut that side of me down, and I went more with, you know, what's known and what's, and I just kind of suppressed that communicating with nature part of myself. And did you know, and some of you, the listeners, when you suppress your truth or some part of yourself, your heart starts to feel sad sometimes from that. And that's what was nudged me back. So it was actually a blessing, is I started to get these nudges from my heart like it was feeling sad. And I went around to different doctors and specialists, and they're all, Caitlin, there's nothing wrong with you. And I'm like, but my heart really, really hurts. I think it's something's wrong. And I finally broke down, and I went to an intuitive, which was really unlike me to do so. And she said, honey, you're not on your path. And every cell in my body stood up and did an ovation, like, that's it. And
wow.
From there forward, yeah, so it was really, really a defining moment for me where I decided, you know what, I'm going to start listening to my truth and listening to my heart. And it was, for me, like, I really teach people about how important it is to believe in ourselves, because what you believe in is where your energy goes, right? And we'll learn more in this talk how important it is for our energy to come to us. But I, what I got was this big moment of, okay, I called it my fear goggles, which was other people's belief systems. And I said, I'm going to take off my fear goggles, and I am going to trust my own heart's ability to know what is truth for me, what feels like love for me. And I, at that moment, believed in myself. I made this, like, switch in me. And I jumped out into the world and just started exploring and trying things, and I filtered through my heart. And I got to where I would just instantly know, is this for me or is this not for me? And the more you listen to your heart, the louder that voice gets. And that really started me back onto my path. And then here come the trees, because you probably have gathered by now I'm a tree talker, and that means someone that communicates kind of telepathically with trees. And I could tell you that there might be some people on the call that go, oh, yeah, right. That's just silly. And I can tell you, Darius, that I have had those thoughts myself. You know, like, oh, that's just silly. That tree didn't just talk to me, you know. But I would take the – what really helped me, because, again, you know, I was doubting some of that information. Like, maybe I just made all that up. You know, the tree didn't really share that with me. And but I would take the information – and mind you, Darius, I was not your school kind of kid. You know, I was not advanced in school at all. I was barely keeping up in science. I didn't pay any attention to that. But yet I would take all this information that I got from communicating with nature, and I would take it to physicists, and I would take it and have scientific tests done, and it would blow them away. And then I started to go, wow, this is really some good information that's coming through here. So let's kind of talk about vibrations in general, shall we? Let's just kind of, before we talk about some of the ideas and inspirations and scientific inventions and stuff that nature has inspired me with. And by the way, it's not that I am special in any way over anybody else. I feel that everybody has the ability to communicate with that brilliance that's in nature. And the fun part is when you really start to do it is there's a lot of humor out there in nature. You know, you'll be like, wow, you would think wisdom would come in such a very serious delivery, but it doesn't. It comes, it's very wise and very simple and sometimes silly. So we're going to get into some of that, but do you want to just kind of go back to like vibrations 101 and just,
yeah.
Some people on the call may really understand and know and love the whole subject of vibrations, and other people it might be like, you know, they've maybe heard the term, oh, the vibe's really good in here, you know. But what are vibrations and how do they apply to our life? And
let's talk about that, because what I just want to let you know kind of what we got when I solicited questions to everybody. Was like, what's going on in your life and what are you really challenged with? And everybody was just, gosh, low vibration, you know, like energy vampires, like people or some people like electric grids, some people just being detached from nature, and so many challenges, maybe households with low vibration, victim mentalities, or, you know, the whole cell phone communication structure and all of that energetic stuff. So people are experiencing the low vibration everywhere, and I think they're more aware of it now as we move into 2012. So definitely, if you can sort of share with us why this is important and how it really fits in with our transformational journey, that would be awesome.
You know, I love those subjects that you brought up there, too. There's all these parts of me wanting to jump forward and go, oh, yeah, and that, and like, energy vampire and this stuff. I've so much fun things that I want to share that. Even a tree taught me this whole thing about the energy vampire, and it had to do with it played energetic beach ball with me, which if we have time, we'll get into that. But let's step back here to just vibrations in general. Everything, the unseen is what machines are coming along now, and science is coming along and is able to bring a lens where we can see the unseen. You know, whether it's our energy field. Now they can see it on cameras now, you know. There's machines that are coming along that can measure the vibrations of even emotions and amazing advances that help us to be able to see those things that we kind of knew were there. And throughout society, there's been a lot of fear about the unseen. So now we're able to really dissipate some of those fears, have a peek at it and go, oh, and our understanding is increasing at light speed right now. So what vibrations are and everything around, if you have a look around your room and yourself and your and outdoors, everywhere, everything is energy and everything vibrates. And again, they can measure that. And I'm going to give you a few little tools and keys of knowing along the way that will help unlock many things in your life, because you'll be like, oh, I can apply this little knowing and I understand the bigger picture, how it works. So everything's energy and everything vibrates. Do you want to know how simple solutions really are, Darius? It's like we have... Our left brain has overcomplicated everything to the max. So let's play with this one. Everything's energy and everything vibrates. Well, there is a key, and that is that high and low vibrations cannot coexist. They cannot be in the same place at the same time. Okay, like a light bulb cannot be on and off at the same time. Okay, so we got that. All right. So that's pretty simple. So germs, disease, pain, negativity, depression, these things vibrate low, right? So let's say pain, for example, vibrates low. If you raise the vibration, you've now created an environment that low vibration frequency cannot thrive in. You turn the light on, right? And when we go, wow, we have just gone all around all these different directions trying to solve things. And if we go, wow, if we just raise the vibration, we've switched it to a different channel. You know, and it's almost hard to grasp how simple it really is when you realize that. You're like, no wonder there's all these books and things coming out and information on vibrational medicine and it's vibrations are the solution. Like on my title, it's the new frontier of understanding, and it's really the solution to everything when you apply vibrations to it. So that's one of the factors is you raise the vibration, naturally, you've changed the channel. You're not on the pain station anymore. You're not on the depression station anymore. You raise that vibration. And I love some of the things that you were saying. It sounds like you're really in the know already, Darius, here, where you're talking about our environment. So some things that what lowers our vibration? What raises our vibration? Because we're getting that, okay, wow, if I raise my vibration, I create this environment that is not really a place for these things that are non-beneficial for to be in. So yeah, I get where I want to raise my vibration because of that. Well, the other reason, and I'm going to get way out there and have fun doing it here, Darius, is the other reason, and yet the common sense side of you will go, oh, that totally makes sense, is did you know how we have this saying, I'm only human? How many times have you heard people with that kind of, what down in the core do we feel about ourselves that we're these broken, faulty beings, you know? But really, we are absolutely amazing and capable of, have you ever seen a TV show called Heroes? or even the cartoon books, and all these superhuman abilities, right? Those are actually real abilities that we would have if we turned on and activated our whole system. Humans are incredible beings. For example, let's have a look at this. And again, your common sense is going to jump right up there and go, yeah. Okay, we're running on 4% of our brain or less. So why is that, Darius? Why would humans be running on such a small percentage of their brains? And why are we only running on 2 strands of our DNA instead of all 12?
Wow.
And why does our body have the wisdom on how to repair itself, but it's not able to do that? It knows how. So what's going on here? And that is a simple lack of energy. Our vibrations are low. We don't have enough fuel to run the whole incredible ship that we are. So that's another reason you want to raise your vibration, is we want to run more of our system. We want to activate ourselves and become these powerful beings that we really are. So we've got 2 strong motivators there for raising our vibration. Another one is our awareness raises. The higher something vibrates, the more consciousness it has and awareness. The lower something vibrates, the smaller its consciousness and awareness. So there's some, we're going to really, you know, get ourselves motivated here on, yeah, I want to really, I understand energy now. I understand the benefits of raising it. And again, it's just going to keep coming back to our common sense. Like, of course, now you would want to probably, your mind would drift into, why the heck are we only running on such a little amount of energy? What happened here? And I, in the DVD that I've included in the package for you, Darius, I get a lot more into this. But I explain, and it really helps you remove the victim part, and also helps you remove your doubts on yourself, that feeling that you're wrong or you've been wronged, all that. The whole who we are, the whole explanation of the human journey, why we're here, who we are, Darius, is we're all-knowing, unlimited beings of love that have come down here to become all-feeling beings. We have come here to collect all these feeling experiences. So I really get into the details, and this is what a tree, literally an oak tree that I spent 2.5 years interviewing, brought me the whole journey, the whole human journey, why we're here, what we're up to, and it makes so much sense, and it applies it to the Mayan calendar. And you want to hear something wild, Darius? Is there's another tree talker lady that I met recently, and she's down in an ancient forest in South Africa, and she got a hold of my video and contacted me and said, Caitlin, I am freaking out here. She said, how wild is it that your little California Oscar, the oak tree, gave you the same information that my ancient forest trees gave me down here in South Africa? Down to even the geometrical design that I use a lot in my talks that kind of looks like a bow tie. Patrice gave her the same thing. And it's the explanation, it's the atom broken down and the explanation of how everything works. And it was really fun to hear that her trees are saying the same thing. You know, a lot of us are tapping into the same information. Pretty wild.
Right.
So, remembering who we are. All that is in that DVD, and there's going to be a big shift in your in how to raise your energy. Lots of explanations in there on how to do that. So we're motivated on why we want to raise our energy, and now we're going to talk about several ways on how we do that.
Okay.
And go ahead. Do you have anything you wanted to interject with that?
Sure. I mean, you know, this. I think this truth is a really powerful thing for people to get, which is that we can try to change, you know, internal things in our state, and we can work on sort of fixing the music that's playing on that particular channel. You know, like if we had a radio that was set in our house and we didn't like the music that was coming in, you know, we could go drive down to the radio station and we could sort of try to clear them out of the station. We could tell them, hey, you need to play this song. I really like this type of music. Stop doing that. But as soon as we left the radio station, it might be that, well, maybe they're going to go back to playing the same old music, and we really couldn't effectively change that. But what we may fail to realize is that we actually can just change the entire frequency of the station that we're living in our environment. So instead of trying to change that station, we just literally change what they're doing at that particular frequency, change the entire frequency, and the experience of what comes out of that radio or what comes out as our reality becomes something totally different. And I think that is, if I could summarize kind of what I heard, that's what I heard.
Yeah, the radio station is a great way to bring a knowing that we already have into this whole vibration thing. And let's talk about the word electromagnetic. Hey, our eyes want to glaze over. Oh, that's too technical. But really, the word electromagnetic, let's play with this, and we're going to bring it back to the radio. If you drop a pebble on a pond, you have ripples that go out, right? Well, underneath the surface, those same ripples come right back to the spot the pebble dropped in. Well, the ringlets that go out, that's electro, and the ringlets that come in, that's magnetic. And everything in our universe is constantly pulsing and breathing in and breathing out. And the signals that we send out of our being are the electro, and what we attract back is the magnetic. And that's constantly going on. That's how a radio station works. And I bring the radio in a lot to help explain people. In fact, one time, Darius, I was at this, they have a gemologist show, and these guys are very, you know, they're not into the healing properties of gems. They're just into the logical side, right? And I remember I had a booth at this thing, and these guys are cross-armed. It was the first time in 68 years that they let someone like myself into one of their shows. And they were really skeptical and cross-armed and making hump, hump, hump noises. And it was like, okay, how do I explain to these guys? And I did just like you did there with the radio. And I said, I can understand how skeptical you are about, you know, how could this gym help with arthritis or this or that? And I said, right. Think about how skeptical the room of people were many years ago when this guy walks in with a box and sets it down and says, I'm going to have a voice come out of this box from 2 miles away, and they were probably all arms crossed and going, hump, 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 too, you know. And I said, you know, it was what made that radio work was quartz crystal, you know, and they go, oh, yeah. So you can tune in to different frequencies with quartz, and that's how a lot of our technology actually works. So anyway, I love that you brought the radio in. So let's gather ourselves back here to we're looking at why we want to raise our energy, what that's going to do for us. Even taking your imagination for a minute, just for fun, let's say you're fully activated. You're running all this energy through your body. You're running 100% of your brain. You're running your full DNA. You're running, your body has enough energy. And in fact, if you were to cut, If your body had enough energy, remember it has the brilliance and intelligence on how to repair and regenerate itself. It just doesn't have the fuel, right? Like I said. So think about this. Your body, bless its heart, it's doing its best on what it has. And you wake up in the morning, you grab that bagel with hardly any energy, and you're wearing your rubber-soled shoes. You're not getting any earth energy. Your body's just making do on this little reserve of energy, you know. And then you're giving your energy to other things. So your body's like, okay, listen, you know, I'm really going to do my best here with what I got, but I have to prioritize. I have to get you through the day. And I might not get you through the whole day here, but I'm going to do my best to just get you through this day energetically. But I'm not going to have the energy left over to do all the repairs that I want to do. I'm not going to have the energy left over for all the great inventions and creations that you're capable of, let alone the consciousness and the broad thinking that you really want to, in your awareness. I'm not going to have the energy for that. So that's why our bodies don't instantly repair themselves, is because they don't have the fuel. They don't want to spend your whole allowance on one thing. They're just trying to get you through. So I'm seeing a body on full energy. I mean, can you imagine like having a cut and your body just being able to watch it and your body going, all better. But it knows how. If it has the energy, it could do amazing things. So let's look at that. So much to be excited about, Darius. So much to go, wow, what am I really capable of? And I won't have time on this call, but I get more into it on the DVD. If you look at an atom and you look at the neutron in an atom, you can know what our superhuman abilities are, and it can be explained scientifically how we could bilocate, how we could touch something, pick up all the information and touch something else, drop it off, how we could pass through solid matter, how we could do so many things is actually now explainable, and that I get into more in the DVD. Okay, so raising our vibration. I think we're all getting pretty good idea on why we want to do that. So let's talk about some hows. How can we raise our vibrations? And I'm going to bring in as many ideas as I can pack into this time here, and you will, each listener, will start to get creative and come up with some of your own ahas on how you can raise your energy. But nature was my greatest teacher on how to do this. And it's about plugging in the other side of a battery. And did you know, Darius, that we are batteries? That a human being is a battery?
I've heard that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's take a close look at it, how that works. So let's look at a car battery. Any battery, you know how it's got the two, let's say you're looking down at a car battery, the two little nubs that stick up, you know? Mm-hmm. One is a plus, and one is a minus. One is a push and one is a pull. One is a male and one is a female. Right. And you could go on and on with this. It's the two polarities that are on a battery. And then you need to have that plugged in, right? So why a human being is not running on our full energy is we have unplugged one side of our battery. Well, no wonder we're just, you know what we're doing? We're not even generating that energy within us, like a plugged-in battery. We are having to take what little energy we have off of killing food and animals and plants, right, to take the energy. We steal it off of each other with little drama games, you know. And it's a lot of work to get energy that way. Now, if we realize we're actually generators of, we could generate our own energy within our being and run the full system. So how do we do that? And what is this unplugged one side of our battery? Well, let's look at our bodies. Look at your left brain and your right brain. The left brain is actually the male side of our brain. And it's when we say suppressing the feminine or this, it's not just the women. Every man, you, Darius, have a male and female throughout your whole body, as do I, male and female throughout my whole body. I have both sides of the battery. So your brain itself, one side is the male side and the other is the female, just like on the battery. One's a plus and one's a minus. And we have, let's look at our brain. That right side of our brain, that's that intuition and the creativity and the emotions. We have really suppressed that side of ourselves and unplugged that side of our being. Can you feel that?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So when we go, let's take an example. When somebody has a great, you know, logical thought, everybody's like, ooh, that's really cool. You know, but when somebody has a great emotion, what do? We're embarrassed. Oh, gosh, do you have to do that here?
Exactly.
So we really suppress our emotions when our emotions are a very powerful part of how we create. So what we want to do is we want to plug in that other side of our battery. And, yes, what you were saying about environment, that's very important as well, and about our own thoughts and attitudes and perspectives. So we're really going to have some fun. We're going to get in here. And you might even want to take some notes along the way, those of you that are listening, on some of the favorite ones for you, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to bring that back in. And the more of these that you bring in, the more you're plugging in and plugging in and plugging in that other side of your battery where you become that generator of your own energy. I'm so excited about what human beings are about to step into and about to become. And thank you, Darius, for bringing places where we can all gather and get the awareness. Like what you're offering here with your shows, I'm really grateful for that, and I'm grateful to be here sharing with you too.
Well, absolutely, and I mean, our everybody here, you know, we got so many people writing in that, you know, they're facing these challenges. They want to really connect to who they are. They want to connect to high vibrational energy. They want to really, you know, be who they're meant to be. And so anything, you know, things they can take with them or processes and practices to really tap into that, oh, boy, I mean, they would be very, very excited about getting that and being able to make it part of their life.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my goal, is to bring in things that you can actually use and apply, knowings and understandings about how powerful and capable you are. And whenever you hear yourself say, I'm only human, or what do I know, stop for a minute and go, wait a minute, I'm a superhuman. I am capable of amazing things. So let's gather some tools in our toolbox here. Let's really play around with how can I plug in that other side of my battery, become this generator of energy. So one of them is that the brain that we talked about, bringing in that right side of our brain, our creation and our emotions, really honoring our intuition, listening to that. That's one way that we can do it. Another way to see polarities, look at your two hands, Darius. One is a giving hand, and one's a receiving hand. That's another place that you have polarities. But it's actually in every cell of your body. So this is where nature can step forward and say, oh, we can teach you guys how to do this. And who is a better teacher for us, Darius, than nature? Because guess what we human beings really are? We've forgotten, but we are nature.
Yes,
so who understands us is nature. So it is, that's why when, in my communication with nature, I mean, the trees are literally stepping forward. Forward to assist. And I was just saying a few minutes ago that I got a visual this morning, because I keep hearing the trees are stepping forward to help humanity right now, because it's time for humans to wake up, and the trees are all like, yes, we can help. And I pictured, I don't know if any of you've seen The Lord of the Rings, you know, where the humans were in trouble and the trees came out of the forest, we will help. Well, it's not quite that dramatic, but they're really helping in a way that is, when you get what they have to teach us here and how simple it is, it's just, your heart wants to burst open with the gratitude of how much nature cares about us. And I remember going to nature, well, why are you so excited about helping us humans? We've been so cruel to you, nature. You know, we have not been nice. And yet you're so powerfully, lovingly stepping forward to help us. And I go to nature, I'm like, you're just unconditional love. And nature said, no, we're not conditional or unconditional. We are love. It's just a state of being. It's who we are. And they're here to remind us that's what we are too. But we're going to break it down to the scientific little piece that nature has for us on how to plug in that other side of our battery. So I got that on my little journey here, that we really need to plug that in. You know, I got that we don't have our feet on the earth anymore. That's a hugely important part of plugging in, having your bare feet on the earth, being grounded. We are not eating food that's right off of the earth. The earth, by the way, Darius, is that other side of the battery. It's that feminine side of the battery. So we've disconnected ourselves from our natural state of being. Which is living on the earth, sleeping on the earth, eating food right out of the earth. Now we live in these modern environments that are actually full of, let's look at it ion-wise, Darius. The earth is negative ions. That's the minus. That's the feminine. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
These things in our surroundings here, the positive ions, that would be our clothing, our carpets, all this man-made stuff is positive ions. And look around in your room right now, or your office, or wherever you're at. How many negative ions do you see? Not much. It's all mostly man-made, artificial positive ions. You might see a plant, a lonely little plant here or there, you know.
So what we're seeing in our world is that, you know, for most people here, is that we are surrounded by, you said, positive ions that are man-made, human-made substances, but not negative ions, which are natural substances. Is that correct?
Yes. And that's another thing that brings us out of balance, is our environment is too much of that side that we have, that that male side already plugged in, that logic side
right.
of ourselves. We've already, it's that male side of our being that we've definitely got plugged in. It's the female side that we're trying to bring back in. And that female side is, again, the emotions, the intuition, and it is connected to the earth. And it is those negative ions. And so we're like, okay, we want to bring balance in. We want to plug in both sides of the battery. Okay? So
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
People are, like, disconnected from those ions. What are some of the situations or symptoms that they might see in their life as they are disconnected? What are some of the things you've seen that people experience?
Well, I would say there are many teachings and Eastern medicine that shows that all disease comes from imbalance. And let me show you how that works. All disease comes from imbalance, because if our body had enough energy, if both sides were plugged in, it could repair, reharmonize, rebalance itself, right? But it's not unplugged. So let's go into nature, and one of my favorite little examples to show how this works is a pine cone. Okay, everything in nature does have both sides of its polarities plugged in. It's, when you bring the polarities together, just like the battery, it creates energy. Everything in nature's got this down, and it's called the golden measurement. It's called Phi, P-H-I.
P-H-I.
It's a Fibonacci sequence. And it is bringing the two polarities together, but it brings them together in a certain ratio. And on my little journey here, I was getting, okay, we really need to plug in the other side of our battery. We really need to bring in the feminine side. And I'm like, okay, nature, and I was asking questions, and I got that, okay, it's not just plugging in the other side, but there is this empowering ratio. Like, what is the ratio to be plugged in one side or the other? And what that is, are you ready? This is really, really, really cool. And this is why nature is sustainable, why everything in nature is sustainable. When you look at man-made things, they're not sustainable. They can't regenerate themselves where nature does. So how does nature... create all that energy? And it brings in the other side of the battery in a certain ratio. So let's go into the pine cone, which, by the way, your pineal is shaped like a pine cone. The tallest statue in the Vatican is a pine cone. There's a lot going on with the wisdom of a pine cone. But everything in nature is like this. A pine cone is just a really fun way to see the example. So let's look at, you know how pine cones have swirls that go up and have swirls that come down on it? So on a pine cone, you have eight swirls that come up from the earth. That's the minus, that's the feminine, okay? And you have five swirls that come down from the universe, and that is the plus or the masculine. Well, there's a ratio of that, and the ratio is eight feminine swirls that come up, eight swirls coming up, to five masculine, five swirls coming down. And wherever those polarities of the male and female cross on the pine cone, wherever they come together, guess what happens? Life is created. A seed is born.
Wow.
That is the creation. Yes. It's like, well, that energy in the middle right there, that's the zero point energy. That's the creation energy. You know how we've all felt, okay, God is within all, especially when you're out in nature, you're like, God's in every leaf and every tree. It is. That creation
it is.
Energy.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Yes. It's in, and it's within us. And that's where you can look under the microscope and say, there's the creator right there. There's the creation energy right there. And it comes from bringing the polarities together in balance in a certain ratio. You have creation, bringing the mommy and daddy together. You got the baby, right? So everything.
So with that, Caitlin, real quick, I had a question come in. So there's this 8-5 ratio. And at that connection point is the zero point, which is the creative point. It's also the divine ratio or the optimal ratio for sustainability. And most of us are operating where we've got a lot of the masculine, I guess the plus energy of man-made things versus the feminine energy of the earth. What ratio do you think most people are operating at in their day-to-day life? Is it 8 to 5? Is it...
That's such a good question.
10 to 1? I mean,
I
are they
that.
10 masculine and 1 feminine? I mean, where are they at?
I would say everybody's probably a little bit different. And before I answer that, I want to clarify, it's not just man-made things that are positive ions. The universal energy is a positive ion. It's the male. Like, look around you, lightning, you know, all that energy in the air. That's the male. And the earth is the female. Okay. And within us, the male is that logic side, that left side of the brain. It's linear. It's judgmental. And that, female side is the right side of our brain. And again, you know, the intuitive and the emotion and the, So it's not just positive ions, but all the man-made things are all out of balance, and they have turned out to be, because they're out of balance, they're positive ions. Okay, so they're bringing more of that masculine energy. We're already over-marinated in the masculine, and when you hear this, Darius, you're going to go, holy smokes on that. Okay, look around you, cell phone reception, right? When you're on your cell phone, the signal for that can come right through the walls, right?
Right.
Because you can pick up on your reception. Well, if it's coming through the walls, it's going through your body. And and our cell phones and our computers and all these things, our air is filled and thick with this electronic energy, which is a positive ion. So here, it's not that the positive ions are bad or that the male is bad. It's that we need to get back in balance. It's when things are out of balance, they become destructive, okay? And I'm going to talk about that ratio that you asked. That question is so perfect, but I'm going to explain how things become destructive when they're out of balance. So how they make a motherboard on a computer, Darius, is they take the motherboard, which is organic, you know, material, and they only expose certain parts of this motherboard. And then they take an atom and they put it out of balance. They suppress the feminine in the atom, which would be the negative ion part of the atom. And this atom is now a positive ion. They make it extremely charged to the positive. Well, what happens? Every atom wants to be balanced, just like all of us humans, we want to be balanced, right? So these precious little atoms that are suppressed, and they're all positive ion, they're looking for that. They're like, oh, I really need those negative ions. And I kind of look at it like the daddies looking for the mommies, you know. Where's those mommies, you know. And so what they do is they take these positive ions, they let them loose on the motherboard, and they're so desperately seeking to balance themselves that they etch off of that motherboard. And that's how they make a motherboard for a computer. It etches it. It's that destructive to the motherboard because it's pulling the negative ions off the motherboard. Well, that makes total sense when you look around and go, well, that explains why cell phones, computers, all these preservatives in foods, all these kind of things are so harmful, is they're just innocent little atoms that are out of balance. And like, let's say you're talking on your cell phone, all those positive ions coming out, they're like, okay, where's the negative ions? I got to have them. And when you look around your room, right, if you were standing outside barefoot in nature, it would go, oh, positive ions all around me. I'm balanced out, right? But when you look around in your house and in your car and your office, guess what the most condensed form of negative ions are in your environment?
What
it's
are
you.
They?
It's you. Mm-hmm. It's your body, right? So that's why the energy that comes out of our cell phones, computers, and all these things are out of balance. They are etching that, because we are nature. We're that earth energy. It's etching that off of our bodies to balance themselves out. That's why they're harmful and destructive. And when you look at humans, same thing as that precious little atom. When we suppress that feminine side of ourselves, our emotions, our intuition, when we suppress that side like we've been operating, how destructive do we become as humans? We're very destructive to our environment. Yeah, so you see here, it's the same thing for the little atoms as it is for us. It's like the overreactive atom. Can you see how us humans have been overreactive? You know, kind of fits, right? So when we bring up that feminine side, when we return the negative ions and we bring the balance and harmony back, that ball in the middle activates. On an atom, just like on the pine cone, the ball in the middle is the neutron, and the neutron is this incredible, it's that zero point, beautiful, healing, amazing energy.
Mm.
So
can I ask, Caitlin,
what is balance? Yeah, sure.
Well, real quick, how did you know, okay, so there, you know, there is this lack of balance. There is this divine ratio of, you know, sort of the pine cone and these incredible ratios that we've discovered in nature that allow it to self-sustain. There's the issue that we're so out of balance as people, and, you know, there's a certain level where we can balance our thoughts, right? But if we're in a physical environment where we are just not receiving the right balance of positive and negative ions, then, I mean, at some level, our thoughts are not going to change that one iota. I mean, it's just not possible. What
well,
did
one
you
affects
do?
The other.
yeah. What did you do? How did you decide to, or how did you remedy this apparent gap that people have is being detached from nature? How did you remedy that through your work? I mean, what was the vehicle to get people back into that special sort of divine ratio that would allow them not only to self-sustain, but activate everything that they are, including, you know, so much more of their capability and their high vibration?
Excellent question. That's where nature stood forward and brought me answers on how to do this and how to create tools, because just like you said, no matter how much we're thinking, okay, I'm allowing my intuition, I'm allowing and honoring my emotions, which is very important, but if your physical being is in an environment, and I was just saying that I don't process well through reading, Darius, but I flip books open sometimes just to intuitively get something. And Bruce Lipton had a little piece that said that the cells in our bodies are liquid crystal semiconductors that are programmed by their environment. And I'm like, boy, is he right on that. So no matter how much the two come together and make a big, they affect us both. Our thinking and our environment affects us. And so that's a good question. And before I answer that, I want to answer your last question of what ratio are we currently running in? And that was such a good question. So if the divine ratio, the empowering ratio is 8 to 5, then I would say, and it's probably different for every person, but my feeling when I ask that is we're running more like probably 10 to 2.
So 10 would be the...
The masculine.
Negative? Oh, the masculine, and then 2 would be
the feminine. And we need to, instead, we need 5 on the masculine and 8 on the feminine. Well, no wonder we're running on scraps of energy that we are, you know. Is
wow.
We're so not, yes.
Mm.
When that sinks into your being, you're like, whoa. And it makes so much sense. You're like, okay, for one, it's our logical thinking. The other is our environment. Again, I'm going to use the word marinated. We're absolutely marinated in positive ions, whether it's in our water, our food. The GMO in foods, hold on to your hat for this one. GMO food has been, they've suppressed the feminine in it. It doesn't have nectar. Nectar
yep.
is feminine, right? They have really suppressed the feminine in the food because you are what you eat. Do you know why there are institutions that would love to keep us at the 10 and the 2? Is because your awareness stays small when you're out of balance.
Yeah. I was going to go right there, and I didn't know how far we were going to stretch the envelope. But, yeah, so the genetically modified foods, all of that we're seeing, and that's my belief as well, is to keep us sort of stuck in the third dimensional reality prison. You'll hear people like David Icke talk about that and how that is orchestrated. And whether we want to believe that or not, or we tune into that, we all should raise our vibration and vibe up no matter what, because it's the proof is that our society is becoming more and more imbalanced with everything going on with our food and soil depletion and our electromagnetic fields and the lack of grounding we have, and, you know, that shoes are no longer made of, you know, a natural rubber. They're made of synthetic rubber, and so on and on and on. I mean, this, Caitlin, I mean, the thing that I'm seeing here, and the questions are getting in, is that this is not necessarily getting better. And it, I hope it does, but as it stands now, we're sort of on the precipice, this is getting more and more unbalanced. And if it is something that's being done purposely to keep our vibration at a low level so we can be unplugged from who we really are, which is, I think, the biggest creator of pain for people that are on this event and wondering, why is my life not getting better? What then is the solution? How do people do this without spending hours and hours in nature? How do they bring this into their physical world and take back control of their life?
That's what we're going to do. We're going to bring in fun, simple, magical solutions to that. And again, that's why nature practically, you know, like grabbed me and hugged me and said, come on, man, can you help us do this, right? But you know, on the whole suppressing thing, I don't spend a lot of time on that because that's fear and
I don't believe either.
And what I do is I know that's a reality, but that's okay. It's just been part of our collecting experiences, and it's all been good, right? And it's just kind of like a baby with a toy. They've had the power and the control. When you take a toy from a baby, you know, they kick and scream a little bit, you know. But that's what's happening. We humans are about to become empowered, and that is going to happen no matter what, okay? So don't be in fear about it. And one day I asked, Mama Earth, you know, like, here are precious souls. We're trying to pull our head up out of the mud. You know, we're really trying to expand and open our hearts and our consciousness. How do we fight these bad guys? And she literally said back to me, we don't fight that. You don't even have to worry about it because that's a low frequency. You don't even worry about that because the course that our planet is on is, here's the good news, the vibration of the planet is raising every day. She's on course, right? And no matter what is being done to us, Mama Earth has a plan, right? And as the vibration of the planet raises, it's sustaining us. And what she said is, if you want that, those things at a higher vibration, as the vibration of the planet raises, the things at a lower vibration are simply not going to exist. And force and control and this kind of mean behavior will not be a match for the energy that the planet's going on. And what she said to me is, keep your heart in love. And keep yourself connected to me, and I will take you along with me with ease and grace. And I'm like, wow, okay, I got it. No more of that thinking, look what they've done to us thinking. So
exactly.
I'm like, okay, I get it. Stay connected to nature. And now to come back to your question is, that is why nature's stepping forward and saying, okay, we're in this certain, in order for us to come along for the ride of this high vibration that the planet's going on, it's time for us to raise our vibrations as well, and that's why it's time for us to plug back in. And it's just all this big, beautiful crescendo that's happening here. It's so much fun to be here at this time. So let's look right into how we raise our vibration and why nature wanted to teach me how to bring this in. And then I bring it in two ways. I bring it in awareness and consciousness and really helping people understand how powerful they are. And the other way is I bring my tools. And I'm going to explain exactly how these work, Darius, because
sure,
I'm the kind of person. I'm the kind of person that if I'm going to have something working on my energy or working with me energetically, I want to know what it is and how it works so I can filter through my heart if that feels like it's right for me or not. Okay, so I'm very open about how I make it, how it works, and what it's doing. And I trust nature so much because it has this consciousness that works with us. So what nature taught me to do was to bring together essential oils, flower essences, gemstones. It taught me to encase all that in something called liquid crystal, and quartz crystal amplifies things. So now we've amplified the consciousness of the ingredients, right? Remember, the higher something vibrates, the more conscious. So we've got some pretty smart ingredients going here. And then I put in these little balls of clear quartz.
Okay.
Now these little balls of clear quartz.
I have some of your products, actually. I've been using them in my office, and I've got them here. And, I mean, I definitely feel a huge difference in just my mood and my energy when I have these around. And I'm looking at one right now, and I see the little crystals, and I see the quartzes. So these are, You said clear quartz crystals?
There's little balls of clear quartz in there. And how clear quartz works in a sphere, it works like a little, like the sun. The sun breathes the energy. It pulls energy into its center, and it compresses and gets tight, and then it explodes. Boom! And it sends out these infrared rays of incredible, penetrating, healthy energy, right? Well, those little balls of crystal work the same way. In addition to that, when you apply pressure, now this is really, this is going to be something fun to learn here. When you apply pressure to clear quartz, it creates something very powerful. It creates free energy. And that energy is called piezoelectricity, piezoelectric. And it's spelled P-I-E-Z-O. And piezoelectricity is over 1 million infrared rays of energy per second. That's produced when you apply pressure to clear quartz.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I wanted to just kind of, as people, because I want to start asking you about each one of these inventions and award-winning products. So I want to let people know kind of where they are, because I think it'll really help us dialogue a bit. Everybody, what we're going to be talking about is this piezoelectric energy and some of the inventions and amazing things that Caitlin's put together that actually have won 5-time Visionary Award, Visionary Energy and Education Awards for this work. And if you're interested in following along with us, because it's fascinating, it's at uwealthrevolution.com/vibes, V-I-B-E-S, like vibration, but plural, vibes, V-I-B-E-S, up, U-P, vibes, up. And Caitlin, let's go through each of these because they are just simply astounding, and the science behind this is incredible. So what I'm seeing here is the infrared vibrational grounding mat, and I'm sure that, you know, that contains the things that you were talking about, the piezoelectric energy, and much more. Tell me about that.
Okay, so I think what we'll do for fun, and I have them all laid out in front of me here, is all the goodies. I've got some of my very favorite goodies for your package, and it's such a fun package. But we're going to go through each one, how to use it, what it does. And before I do that, I'm just going to finish a little bit there on what I was saying there, Darius, with the piezoelectricity. So let's go back to, okay, imagine, you know, we're all in my kitchen together and we're stirring all this stuff up. And what I do is I make, like, let's take the mat, for example. I make this in a cookie sheet in my kitchen, and you've got all these ingredients. And those clear quartz balls are all floating in there, right? And we lay this on the cookie sheet, and then as it dries, it shrinks. And what happens when something shrinks? It creates a pressure, right? So now it's alive. There's all these rays of energy. And how anything is programmed takes 2 steps. In other words, if you want to burn a movie onto a DVD or a CD, it takes 2 steps, information, ray of energy. In fact, that's how some of these tools that where people use these computer-generated energy bracelets and such, it's doing this, information and then ray of energy, just like a CD. Mm-hmm. And so why I brought that up is the products are constantly taking the information of the essential oils, the flower essences, the gems, all that extreme intelligence and balance that's in nature, you know, and how nature knows. All that information is in there. And then the infrared rays that come through, pass through that, are now infrared. Think about this. The infrared rays from the sun, anything that's infrared, whatever it passes through, it picks up the information up. And whatever it touches next, it drops it off. So what's happening is the products are, and that's why when you're under a tree, Darius, the sun rays come through the leaves of the tree, pick up that brilliance of nature in the tree, and drop it off to you. That's why when you're standing under a tree, you have so much, and you hear all throughout history, all these people have gotten so much brilliance and information and under trees, That's why.
Mm.
Information mimicry, the sun ray coming through, picking up the information and imprinting it down to the human, like, okay. So the trees realize that in our modern society, like I heard you say earlier, we're not going to be able to leave and go spend our whole day sitting under trees. And it's at a very important time that we know how to get back into our power right now. And what we need to do is be under trees, and we can't do that. So the trees knew that and said, okay, Caitlin, here's what we want you to do. And I'll tell you, Darius, at first I had no idea why. And it wasn't till later that I started to get the scientific explanations and the testing and stuff that came up. And I'm like, holy smokes, these trees really knew what they were, you know, trying to, it was like they were trying to get me to assist them in something.
Okay.
And so what it is, it's constantly generating those rays of energy and bringing the information with each ray of the brilliance in nature. So what's really cool is, like, imagine food that's out of balance. And I've had this tested. They take the food all out of balance, right? And it's not in its zero-point energy-creating state, right?
Right.
We put it on this mat, for example, that's in your kit.
Oh.
You put on any Vibes Up. And it reharmonizes and reminds the food how to get back into its balance. And I actually had a specialist tell me that they see them being able to take GMO foods and putting it on, GMO seeds, and putting it on here, and the nature being able to remind the seed how to get back into its natural state. I'm like, wow,
Amazing. That's
so cool.
Amazing.
So it can remind our food how to get back, isn't it? It's like, wow, so cool. So it can remind our food how to get back in balance. Anything that it touches and gets near, it's like, remember, mm-hmm. this is that ratio, this is that balance, you know, and helps empower.
I want to ask, so we've got a few questions coming in, and so when something comes in contact with this, with these special products that you've created, it brings it back into that divine ratio, into that zero-point ratio. So our food, our water, our body, our home environment, et cetera. Now, what a lot of people are asking, those that haven't seen the pages, like what's in this? And maybe can we go through and I can ask you about each of them, because you've actually got here a huge amount of incredible things for everybody, and I am just shocked at, I know the manufacturing costs and the time it takes and the shipping, at the offer you've put together for us to get back into that divine ratio, to get back into that place where we really need to be. Let's start with the first one, because you put together an infrared vibrational therapy grounding mat that is recharging, that does two things. It looks like it pulls out non-beneficial energy, but then also recharges us and fills us with pure, natural, balanced, absorbable energy. And it doesn't need plugs, is that right?
Doesn't need to be plugged in. It's infrared. It'll work right through your dishes or your sheets or your socks. It'll go through anything.
And it uses...
So, let's put into each product here. And, thanks for touching base on the cost. I appreciate that you brought that up, because my heart is so into this, and I realize that it's like nature asked me to be a helper in this, and I realize what my purpose is with this is to get this into the hands of the masses, that people that are being so taken out of balance. That's my purpose with it.
Yeah.
And I've had people that are marketing, you know, experts and stuff to really chew me out and say, Caitlin, these things are really high value, and you're really underselling them with your prices, and you're making them look cheap, you know, with that low price. And I held my ground, dug my heels in, because nature was making it very clear to me that this was about making it affordable to the masses and not about a big money thing. So you're right, these are handmade. We put a lot of love and time and care into this, and we make it as affordable as we can afford to do. Plus, what I did with this package is really neat, is once people get an opportunity to play with it and touch it and feel it and decide for themselves, like, wow, this is really working, that I know they will come back, because people do that. They say thank you for that, and they come back, and they keep adopting more goodies, and so it all works out in the long run there. So, but that's why I really wanted to have this package where people could play with it themselves. So the mat. Let's talk about what the mat does. There's so many different uses for the mat, from grounding to timeout to stress to when you have a cold. Or just, I have a list of like 40 uses for this mat. You could lay it in your kitchen counter and use it for a food charging station. You know, the mat never runs out of energy. It constantly keeps regenerating, and it is can be used to sleep on, to sit on. You can really focus kids to do homework on it. So much better ability to do that kind of work when they're sitting on it. So that you can see why I included this as one of my favorites in here. And you can get creative with what you want to do with that mat. And let's go on to the what's your next one that you have there, Gary?
Well, I was going to just ask really quick, because we've had mats, you know, that I've heard of, but this actually doesn't require any wires or anything. So it's really this self-sustaining, self-renewable piezo energy that is on this mat because of how the crystals are compressed, that it's just this constant regeneration. So we can lay our food on it, we can sleep on it, we can sit on it. I'm sitting on one right now, so it's on my, you know, body. It goes through the clothes, so we don't need to necessarily have it touching our skin, correct?
Correct. And it is grounding, but it does two things. It does the grounding, which is the pulling out. Remember the electromagnetic we talked about? That's the magnetic. Pulls out the excess energy and inflammations and toxins and all that. And then it does a second step. It feeds that knowledge and energy and information and reminder of balance back into our body, deep into our cells and DNA. So it's doing those two steps. And here, this is really cool. I'm glad we took another minute on the mat. Nature has a consciousness. It's not just us humans. I mean, it has a personality, a consciousness. And it can read us. And the guy that invented, I read this in a, because people would ask me, Caitlin, how come my bracelet, like when I'm tired, my energy bracelet warms up, and sometimes when I'm not feeling good, my mat warms up, and I was like, I don't know, but I flipped open a book called The Secret Life of Plants, and the guy that invented the lie detector, he hooked that up to a plant, and when he went to burn a leaf on the plant and just had the thought, what if I burn a leaf on the plant freaked out. So bottom line is plants can read our minds. They know us humans, right? They can read us really well, and they know how to work with us. So they will, these products will, they have a consciousness on how to work with you, and how you'll know that is they tend to activate when you need more and back off when you don't. And that's the difference between natural energy and synthetic energy. Like when you're sleeping on your mat, if you feel a cold coming on or something, the mat will start blazing and feeding you more energy. Now, it's not so hot that it's uncomfortable, but you'd be like, wow, my mat really cares. It's really for me. Really cool. Wow. And I had a lady in L.A. that owns a metaphysical store there say, my customers keep telling me they feel their bracelets warm up when they really, really need something. It's like the bracelet goes, okay, I shall help you. And she goes, but I've never felt it. And then she said, well, she called me later and said, okay, now I felt it. And she said, I was at a party, and I was feeling very energetic and happy to be there. And my energy bracelet, I reached down, I'm like, geez, my energy bracelet's all warm right now. And she goes, I wonder why. It's wrong, man, because I'm feeling good. I don't need extra energy. Well, on her way home, she got a call from someone that was in crisis, and she had to go over and help them until 4 in the morning. And she was like, my bracelet knew I needed it before.
Wow.
And that's cool. So your mat has a consciousness, and that's so cool. And also I want to interject at this point, nature wants us to believe in ourselves, so it's absolutely not, oh, great God of the bracelet or oh, great God of the mat. It doesn't want you to look at it as your belief system. It's just a buddy that's stepping forward and reminding us that we are nature too, and this is how you get back into your empowering balance. So it's just a friend, not something to worship. Okay? So what do you want to talk about next? Which one?
Oh, well, the next thing that you have here, let me give people the page. It's uwealthrevolution.com/vibes, V-I-B-E-S, and then up. So one word, vibes, like vibration, vibes, up. And that is an S at the end of vibe and then up. You have the bottle, the flip top earth bottom bottles, and this has oils at the bottom of the bottle that are sealed and liquid crystals and gemstones, etc. down there. And again, it has that piezo electric energy as well. Is that going to get into the water or whatever liquid we put in there? Because I put coffee in mine. Is that bad?
No, it's not bad. You know, we're going to have a life, and we're not going to give up all our yummy conveniences, and so why not just reharmonize them? Yes, in fact, you know what's funny, Darius, is when I sent this off to get testing, the lady who does the testing on the water that's in it, she was like a little bit freaked out. She's like, "How does that get through the stainless steel here?" And
right.
I told her it's infrared, and she goes, "Oh, okay, so the infrared can take it right through." The metal.
True.
And look, this is my, this is one of my favorite, tools right here. Because when I ask nature, okay, how do we get back? What's the most important thing on getting back into this ratio? And I got shown water in my mind's eye, and I'm like, water.
Mm.
Okay, water, water, why water? And then I'm like, oh, well, most of our body is water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our physical being is mostly water. And the way that we're naturally designed to drink water would be right out of creeks and wells. And water, if you remember, there's a Japanese scientist called Emoto. Water of all the elements takes on its environment almost instantly. It becomes whatever environment it's in. Well, when we would drink water in our natural state, we'd drink it out of creeks and wells directly out of the earth. So the negative ion, earth energy water, right? The feminine. I'm like, okay, now, and I've had this tested, take water, no matter how much you filter it, and you set it in a glass, and in less than 1 minute, guess what that water becomes? It becomes the plus, the male, because all the air around it, and it becomes, this is going to sound a little icky, it becomes liquid electronics. Because
okay.
What's in the air all around us, and that water is just, boom, taking on the frequency in the air. So we're drinking all this Wi-Fi, cell phone, you know, this electronic pollutant energy affects our water in less than 1 minute. So this bottle keeps the water at the earth energy, and it raises the vibration of the water. It makes the water alive. And I was just listening to a gentleman who's known as the number one renowned speaker on health. And the interviewer asked him, what are the two most important things for a human being to increase their health? And he said, number one, grounding. Number two, drinking live water. And someone said,
live
what about
water.
Reverse live? And somebody said, what about reverse osmosis? And he said, that's deader than a doornail. He said, you could kill plants with that. And I'm like, oh, we need it to be alive, the water. And so what this little thing on the bottom of the bottle does is it raises the vibration, it reharmonizes the water, and I've had it tested where it neutralizes the fluoride in the water, and even all the medications that show up in, I don't know if you know this, but all these people taking heart medicines and birth control and this and that goes down into the water supply, you know, when they go to the bathroom, a little icky, and it goes to the water treatment plant, and they are not able to fully clear that out, and it comes back into our water supply, and that's where even little kids are showing up with birth control and heart medicine in their system because.
Oh my gosh! What did you find in the test, Caitlin?
In the testing, it neutralized that, reharmonized it, and so the fluoride, the medications, all that was not affecting people anymore. So, and it's bringing in all that intelligence, and it has the 8 to 5. Oh, you know what I didn't tell you? Okay, so here's what I get. I had all my tools and my nature going, right? And all the tests, it was raising food, and it was doing all this great stuff. At a certain point, nature was ready to give me another aha, and I'm all, oh, the 8 to 5. I'm like, what if I took my recipe, and this is what I did, my same recipe that has been working all along. I go, what if I copy Mama Nature and I put the ingredients in there in a ratio of 8 feminine to 5 masculine? So I researched the things in my products that vibrate to the feminine and those that vibrate to the masculine, and I changed the ratio. That's all I did, not the recipe, just the ratio. And when I sent it off to get tested, boom, the testing lady said, home run. It was creating such a huge amount more of energy just by changing the ratio. And that's the same for us. When we change our ratio, we'll be generating more energy just like the the mats and such. So the mat has the 8-to-5. The bottle has the 8-to-5 formula in it. So you're drinking the water that's harmonized and in balance. And I have when things that vibrate, when they vibrate higher, Darius, they're silkier, they're sweeter, like, for example, you'll notice the texture of the water will be a little silkier and taste a little sweeter. And I had this mom with two little girls email me, and she said her little girls are drinking out of the bottles. And one says, "Mommy, my water tastes alive." And I was all, oh, yeah, out of the mouth of babes. Yes.
Well, let's now look at the I want to get through the items because there's a lot here. So there's the there's
okay, but I want to just get
the
one quick thing on the water bottle.
Sure.
If you don't mind, one fast, more fast thing. You could take the bottom of that water bottle and hold it to your heart space. And you can do heart space treatments on that to clear out a lot of the things that are emotionally stuck in there and to help bring us into our center and into our heart. So, you know, whenever you can think of it, hold it there and just be still. And nature gets in there, knows what to do, knows what you're ready to let go of. And these will fit in your car cup holder, so even if you're at a red light, you can pull that bottle up and just give yourself a little heart treatment. You know, I'm not talking about physical heart. I'm talking about your emotional heart there.
Wow.
So, anyway, you see why I love the bottle.
I love that, and I saw that on my bottle, and actually I need to do that. So the bottom of the bottle, if everyone doesn't know, is actually has all these crystals and all of this piezo energy in it. And so you can hold that to your heart and actually use it to sort of pull out and then also bring in the energy into your heart space and clear out emotional things and blocks. So we're getting really close to time here, Caitlin, and I want to really give everything just a total do because there's so much here. So it's at uwealthrevolution.com/vibesup, V-I-B-E-S. U-P, vibes up. Now, item 3 and 4, let's talk about these two. We have an earth ionizer pendant, and then item 4 is the earth armor EMF cell phone insert. Tell me about those two. And I know they're different, but...
I'll talk fast on this because I know we're running out of time. But the cell phone insert, it goes into the cover of your phone. Basically, what it's doing is it's feeding the negative ions to the positive ions that are in your phone, so that it doesn't need to come etch off of your body. It's already reharmonizing it, so it's not causing harm to you. So that's, and I could go on more about it, but I'm going to be quick because we're running out of time here. And earth ionizer pendant. I love this pendant, and when you get what it does, it's going to be like just aha for you. Okay, in the back of it is this really thick amount of condensed, incredible infrared delivery of negative ions, right, which we need more of. And on the front of it is a shell, which has, as you might notice, the Fibonacci swirl. That's the intelligent design of the universe right there, mathematically perfect and intelligent. The whole intention with this pendant is not only to deliver those infrared rays of negative ions to you, but that design on the front has an intelligence. White and clockwise is in, black and counterclockwise is out. So what it is doing, the creature that lives in the shell with this swirl, nature, that design is automatically pulling in the energy that the creature needs and spinning out what it doesn't need. And so this design on the front of this pendant is doing the same for you as reading and pulling in the energies that you need and knowing when to pull out what you don't need. So you can see where that is my favorite pendant. And it's good for men or women. You can wear it with anything. It's comfortable enough to sleep in. I love that pendant. I have great stories and input from people on that. You want to talk about the crystal cream? The natural cream?
Yeah, and I wanted also, I mean, this is also, like you said, it has that smart energy, so as you need more of it, if you're like, if a situation that might be draining or negative comes, this actually does similar like those bracelets you talked about. Very, very cool.
Yeah, and you know,
we
have a lady who worked in an area where they rolled x-ray carts in and out of her area, so they bring it in, use it, and then bring it out. And her, this design right here, would heat up, she would know when the x-ray cart was coming because it would heat up before it came in.
Wow.
Weird, huh? Isn't that good weird? Okay,
that
so let's
incredible.
Talk about the crystal cream. That is an aging has everything to do with vibration. The lower something vibrates, the faster it ages. And this cream will raise the vibration of anything that you put it on. You know, you can put it on any place on your body, but mainly, you know, people put it on their face and neck. And what I recommend that you do is put it on the back. When you do that, put it on the back of one of your hands so you can watch your two hands. Because, you know, after you lose, you know, your wrinkles start to, your face gets, you know, more glowy and everything. You forget how it did look. So if you can look down at your hands, you can see that your own little experiment before and after. You'll have people commenting on a radiant glow very quickly. And for people that do energy work with their hands, it's a way to bring that nature energy and to work with them. You can put it on the palms of your hands before you do energy work with someone. That's a natural crystal cream. And then we have...
I want to ask you, Caitlin, real quick, I hate to break in here, but there's so much value here. This is what you call the buzz cream. And what this does is it has these tiny energy crystals and minerals and essential oils and essences. And so... it has the same amplifying formula. And so what you just told me was that aging has everything to do with vibrations. The lower something vibrates, the faster it deteriorates, correct?
Yes. Yes.
So as we apply this, we are raising the vibrational scale, we are slowing down that process, and we're also probably doing some other things or bringing in energy. So that cream itself, I never thought about that. Wow. So then that is directly on our skin. Is that just something you would use once a day?
Yeah, and it's vibrational therapy for the skin. It's not just about, you know, most creams are just about, you know, keep it supple, keep it hydrated.
Right.
This is about giving vibrational therapy on the skin and bringing in that high vibrations. I would say twice a day, normal use, you know, you can get creative with it. You know, put on your face and neck twice a day and just have some fun with that. I even have somebody, amps don't like high vibration, by the way. They put crystal cream on an opening on their floorboard where the ants were coming, and the ant just turned around and headed for the hills. They're like, not going in there. So
amazing.
You can get really creative. Yeah.
I'm going to let people know again where it is. Real quick, it's at uwealthrevolution.com/vibes-up. And, Caitlin, I know we've got item 6 and the bonuses, too. But you actually took a huge amount off of this, like 62% off. So it's it's a value of $335.94. You have brought it down and offered it through us at $127, so $127 for all of these different physical items. And these are mailed to them? They get these mailed out to everybody? Is that correct?
Yeah, they'll get a little package in the mail, and then as a bonus, in addition to this, they get, because, you know, these are some things that I really, they're some of my favorite things, and I know they'll really enjoy these, but there's probably other things on the site, too, where they're like, oh, I want one of those lap desks. You know, my kids got the iPad right on their stomach, and, you know, that lap desk has 8 uses. It's so great. Or maybe I want some of those divine souls or this or that or the other. Well, you can, you know, get the, just click on that, boom, you got your package, and then we're going to actually email you a coupon that you can go on and create your own package and stuff, and it's going to be a 41% off. So that way you can kind of have some freedom to go, I want one of these, and, oh, my husband wants a bottle, and, you know, this kind of thing. So you can
exactly.
have fun with it. Yeah. So the bonus items, should we talk about those?
Well, yes,
first of all,
definitely.
The DVD comes in, everyone. I love this DVD because it's a workshop where I got to really bring together so many of these ahas from nature. And just once you understand who you really are, what a shift in your energy that's going to be, because what you believe in is where your energy goes. Most of us don't believe in ourselves. We think on some level we have some shame or we think we're broken or something. When you realize you've never, ever, ever, ever been wrong, and I'm going to explain how that is, what a shift in your self-esteem and your vibrations. So there's a lot in that workshop. That is included in the package. And then there's 2 bonus items that I put in there just for fun. And these are for people that are the ones that adopt the package. You know, I call my baby, so it's adopting the package. when if they adopt it by, I think it's it should stay on there, but is it Sunday?
The 15th. Basically, if they get this by the 15th, which would be Sunday, so we're basically by the end of this weekend coming up, they get two additional bonuses. It looks like the coupon and then also the vibrational therapy deodorant and the vibrational therapy bracelet as well. Is that right?
Yes, right. And the bracelet, remember how I was saying that lady's like, oh, my bracelet warmed up. The bracelets are great.
Yeah.
They're tied. They actually have specific frequencies that they keep attracting to you. But we're going to do something really fun with this. As we have set our intention that we are intuitively, there's 19 different things, we're going to intuitively pick a bracelet and we're going to set the intention that the person, that you end up with the theme that's great for you or somebody that's close to you. You know, you'll know when you get it because that's our intention with it, is there's going to be a surprise theme on that bracelet. We're not going to tell you ahead of time. And everybody, all the boxes, we're just going to do them different. So you'll end up, it's kind of like a fortune cookie, you know, where you open it like, oh, I got it.
Wow.
So that's going to be included. And you can use the bracelet to charge food with. It's not as strong as your mat on charging food, but it's sure convenient. Like I've chased my kids around with their bags of junk food, you know, and my arm under their bag, you know, hold on here, I got to charge that up. And you can muscle test everything because you're like, okay, well, Caitlin said she had all these tests done, but how do I know, you know? And you can do your own test. And I really want to have people really tap into themselves for proof of things and their own body too, because we want to look within for our answers. So I recommend everybody does muscle testing, like muscle test a food or a situation. Like, let's take abundance. Think of a lack of abundance. Boom, your arms is all weak when someone muscle tests you. And if you put the bracelet on, think about a lack of abundance again. Boom, you're going to hold strong because now you're tuned into abundance. And you can do the same thing with foods. You can take a cookie, muscle test it. Your body's going to go, that lowers my vibration. You can charge it. And then test it again, and you'll hold strong, and your body goes, no, now this uplifts me. This is good now. It's balanced and good. So those are some things you can play around with on the bracelet. Now, the little deodorant guy, I have a whole line of personal care products that raise your vibration, and they raise the vibration of the planet. And they're beautiful. They have all these gems in the bottles, and you have eco-friendly pouches that you refill them with. So anyway, I gave you one of my little favorites out of there, and that is a deodorant. The deodorant is one of the, we have so much of this positive ion, chemically stuff that is in every area of our life, from our food to our shampoos going down into our ear canals. So the deodorant is a big one. When that goes in there, it goes right into our mammaries and our glands, all these poisons.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, and this deodorant is, and I have sent, it was really cool because I had all these little recipes and different things, and I sent it away, and this is the one that tested to be beneficial to your whole system. There was no non-beneficial things that deodorants have going on. And what's really cool with it is it neutralizes bacteria into a salt. So in other words, let's say you've been out in the sun and you're already starting to get a little stinky, you know. So usually you're like, well, it's too late. If you put that rub, that's gonna have a little pocket size one. You can put that on, and whoop, it neutralizes the odors and bacteria into a salt. So it makes it a non-odor thing. It's really cool, and it's full of all these essential oils, and even has lotus oil in there. I mean, it's a little embarrassing because you'll probably want to walk around sniffing your deodorant stick because it smells so good, and it has oils that help with courage and stress relief and mood enhancing. So it's probably the most fun deodorant you can add, and it's refillable, which makes it very affordable, and it's kind of fun to make your own. It's super fast and easy to refill everything, and I have a big intention with that, and it's not just to help the planet, but to give us the opportunity to shift our consciousness, because, Darius, it's our consciousness that creates our planet, right?
Yes,
so even
exactly.
More important than the stuff, the plastic we're throwing in the garbage and all, even more important than that, it's our consciousness that we get a chance. So it's like judgment is more toxic than any garbage out there. That energy of judgment. You know, when we judge others, oh, they're not recycling it, right? You know, it's like that is stinkier than and more toxic to your planet than the other person's garbage they're not recycling properly. So with my whole line there, my intention with that is it's a personal relationship between you and the earth. It's not about who's doing what. But every time you use it, all the bubbles that go down there are helping to clear a lot of that toxic water that's in the water supply. They're helping to bring that
yeah.
balanced, healthy vibration in. But more important is it gives me a chance every time I use it to make a choice of doing something loving. And I'm sending out those little vibrations through the planet, through my consciousness, of choosing love and choosing to not be harmful. And that is my relationship with the planet, and that's my contribution is my consciousness. And I get a chance to practice shifting that. And that was really my bigger purpose with those products, is to practice shifting your consciousness to doing something loving and caring often throughout your day. So anyway, I'm glad I was able to bring a little bit of that into this package. This package, you can tell I put it together from my heart. I love all the products that are in here, and I just wanted to have a way that people could really affordably try all these fun different things. And I know that everybody, you know, what I would ask as a mom that makes these products is, if you love them, go out and tell other people about them. That would be really helpful for me, is just tell them to come, you know, check them out.
Mm. You know, your energy is infectious, and, you know, you just have so much vitality and passion for this, and I know that you're somebody that you live this. I mean, this is not only your creation, but it's your own universe that you live in with all these products and things. And so I just want to thank you, Caitlin, for making it possible for us. And you've got some incredible people that have written in who've had tremendous things happen to them because of these products. One lady said, just from wearing the Divine Souls, I no longer have night sweats, which I had for over 2 years. Thank you for your loving products. So on and on. I mean, there are bunches of them on this site page. You can go to uwealthrevolution.com/vibes, V-I-B-E-S, and then up, U-P, vibes up. And Caitlin, this is, again, a $335 value. It's only $127.
People really can feel the love in the product. They can do their own testing and go, yes, it definitely works. It's something that you're going to really enjoy having in your life. And I love that it's a way to bring that in without being extra work. You're already drinking water anyway. You know, it's not like you're having
right.
to remember to take a pill like six times a day. You're already sleeping on your bed anyway. So it's kind of no-brainer ways. Wearing a bracelet is so easy. You put it on. It's not like something you have to remember to do all day. So my intention is to make it fun, simple, magical, to raise your vibration and hold your body at a vibration where you can get in touch with your inner knowing and your inner brilliance and step back into your empowerment. Is these are just to help hold the space for you to be able to do that.
Fantastic. Well, I am so happy to bring this to people. And just, you know, I came into this not really understanding a lot of what we talk about here, you know, and not really, I've heard of the Fibonacci spirals, I've heard about a lot of that, but understanding that divine ratio and that divine matrix of the ratio that is self-sustaining energy and how we are so out of balance in that place, and being able to bring this into our life really painlessly by sleeping on it, you know, putting our food on it, by putting our water in it and doing things like that, to me is just astounding. And then being able to, you know, wear things in our body that are smart and actually heat up and produce more energy as we need them. Now, we're getting a lot of questions, Caitlin. I know this is going to be a long one. I think we're going to go a little longer because there's so much to talk about here. A lot of people are asking about, and let's just let everybody send in your questions. I want to hear your questions. Let's talk about, some people are saying, you know what, I'm around people that are really negative. And I just don't know what to do about it. It's kind of like the energy vampire situation.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to change these people's energy. They're trying to somehow get them to convert. You know, listen to Darius' show. Listen to this. How could this help those people in that place?
Well, the energy vampire thing, well, something that you want to do is, you know, you've got the choice on some people whether they're in your energy field or not, because you learn to discern
right.
what raises my vibration, what lowers it. You know, one of the basic core things, if something, if you like doing it, do more of it, because that raises your vibrations. If you don't like to do it, don't do it. So really start to stand up for yourself and say, you know what, out of obligation, I don't have to do anything that takes my energy down. In fact, with the way the planet is raising its vibration, I cannot afford to do things that lower my frequency. I need to be in alignment with the Earth in this vibrational journey that she's on. I don't want to be those things that vibrate on a different frequency than the planet, and that would cause a lot of discomfort. So, like, my truth is to honor what uplifts me and no longer follow that obligation thing, right? And I involve people with that, and I say, thank you for being a part of doing this thing where I'm really working on honoring myself, and thank you for helping me in that by not, you know, by honoring that me going to that meeting is not really going to be uplifting to me or whatever, you know, instead of just going out of obligation, right? But being around people that, as much as you can, I would set yourself to be around people that are uplifting. And because the ones that are not typically are feeding off of our energy, and they're doing that, just they don't really know any better. They're just trying to survive, so they feed off of our energy. So as much as you can, rearrange your life to be surrounded by people who are uplifting, and situations, even like watching the news or not watching the news. So I would do some house cleaning if possible on. Now, if you're at work and you have to be around it, just keep yourself vibed up with as many refeeding and recharging, regenerating yourself as much as you can.
Well, and that's the thing is that a lot of times when you're in that higher state of energy, a lot of these people don't want to be around you because they're not getting the response back that makes them feel energized. Like an energy vampire, everybody has questions. They will keep sucking you dry as long as you respond to them and they feel like they're getting an advantage or they feel like they're getting some energy from you because they actually have to pull your energy from you to feel better. So that's kind of how they do it. Criticize or they feel your energy. But if you don't respond and your energy is so high that it's just like you're not even in the same resonance that you just, there's no energetic interaction. And so they'll go somewhere else. And so, I mean, that really is a key piece. Yeah.
It is. So high and low vibrations can't coexist. When you're in a good mood, you're vibrating high. If somebody's in a bad mood, they vibrate low. You notice how annoying you are to them when you're in a good mood.
they run away from you.
Yes. I don't know if we have time on that one, but if we don't, I might have it on the DVD, but my tree taught me about the whole energy vampire thing, and it used energy beach ball to teach me that. Do we have time for me to explain it? Or?
Well, I'd love to do that. I want to get to some questions because we've got tons of questions, and I think for people that are, you know, just really wanting some guidance, let's do that, and then maybe we can add that as a bonus or have you come back and do that as a bonus, I think would be good.
Okay.
Okay, we've got a question about the water bottle, which was Joanna says, with the water bottle, does the water have to stay in there, or can you pour it into a regular cup, and is the water still okay?
That's a good question. It needs to stay in there because water will take on its surroundings in less than a minute. So let's say you charge up your water and then you put it back out into the air. Well, it's going to be affected by the air again and the electronics. So I, even with my food, I charge it right before I eat it. I don't charge it, set it on the counter, and come back and eat it, 2 hours later. Because it's taken on it. Even organic foods in the testing, I'm so blessed to have the ability to everything I can think of, they'll test for me, is organic foods, sadly, have absorbed from the air all the radiation and the Wi-Fi and all, and they show up full of radiation.
Oh, wow.
I'm not saying don't get organic foods. You definitely need to do that. But when the testing people put the organic food with radiation on the mat or the coaster, it cleared the radiation. So now you have a food that is cleared and healthy and vibrant, plus being organic to begin with. That's a really nice combination.
Wow, what a call, and what a just amazing person, and what an amazing gift she has. That's why we brought Sheila here. That's why we wanted to share this with you. So much love, everyone. Much love, everyone. We'll see you on the next You Wealth Revolution call. We love you. I care about you. Much love, everyone. We'll see you on the next You Wealth Revolution call. Goodbye, and I love you. You're a gift, and we'll see you. We have an amazing week planned. You're a miracle. Bye-bye, everyone.